Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Now, Rick, I saw a very interesting stage play the other week ago, which you recommended to me, God Bless Baseball. And it was part of the Oz Asian Festival at the State Theatre in the Festival Theatre Complex. And it was an amazing show at the end. It was about Japanese and Korean baseball and the influence of the USA via the sport of baseball, as well as other cultural significant events that change economic values in some of those countries. And the way it was done with four actors, and they had and they were speaking in English, Korean, and Japanese. And of course, there were subtitles that come up for the Korean side of the words and for the Japanese side of the words.
Sounds very interesting. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it, but obviously it was unique. I guess that's part of why we have an Asia festival, to see and have the opportunity to do things like you've just explained.
Now, we'll talk about other plays that we've seen, and the obvious one is the club. But this is the second one that I've seen of such ilk, and baseball being close to my heart, obviously it was something I really wanted to see. And to be fair, it was we'll try to name the actors and the playwright director. The playwright director was Toshiki Okada, and the four actors were Yoon Jae Lee, Pigeon Neji, Sungu Wee, and Oa Nuzu.
Well, you're a very clever man, Robert. The great thing about those names and the way you beautifully pronounce them is we wouldn't know whether that's the way they should have been pronounced or not, but I'll go with you.
If I've misquoted them, I do give an apology, but they didn't exactly announce who they were. I just sort of read it out of the program.
Are you going to give that apology in English or Korean or Japanese?
Double Dutch. I think that would be better understood by most people.
I think you're right on the money.
Anyway, getting back to the play, it was interesting in the sense that they brought in a lot of baseball history in the two countries, in Japan and Korea, and the fact that baseball started there in 1873 in Japan and 1904 in Korea. And they started with the two lady actors, and they were talking about what is baseball, and they just didn't understand the rules. And then the first guy that came on was he was trying to explain the rules to him, but he came from a situation where his father was a very strong baseball supporter and used to take him to the games, but he rejected the game, and whereas he did play it, he didn't feel he was up to his father's standards, and as a consequence, he learnt to hate the game. But in explaining it, his whole philosophy of the game started to change, and at the end, he forgave his father for their perceived sins, and in a nutshell, that's basically what drove the play. And the other actor, the fourth actor, was a guy who actually played Ichiro Suzuki, who is an actual baseball star in the Major League Baseball. And the amazing thing about him is he's got the record for the most hits in a season of 262 when he was playing for the Seattle Mariners. And he's one of the rare players that's been successful in two leagues, in Japanese professional leagues and Major League Baseball. And in America, he's got into the 3,000 hit club, which is a rarity. And he still plays. He plays for the Miami Marlins at the moment. He's 42 years old. He's won 10 gold gloves for the best player of his position, and he's made 10 All-Star teams.
Well, he obviously can play the game a bit, can't he?
Yes, and just when they were talking about the history of the sport and that as it continued, they talked about the two pitchers that came from their countries, and it was Hideo Nomo from Japan and Chan Ho Park from Korea, and they both started in Los Angeles Dodgers in the mid-90s, and Hideo Nomo was a recognised starter, and he got 123 wins, but the comeback from the Korean side of it was that Park had 124 wins, so he had one more win than Hideo, who was a more publicised pitcher, as the top Asian pitcher in the Major League Baseball.
You do know your baseball, don't you, Robert? That's well done. I'm very impressed with that.
No, but sort of moving on from the baseball, which also included a lot of the political scenes, which seems to infiltrate sports a lot nowadays, going on to something more closely recognised to Australians is the club, the David Williamson play, which became famous on the movie in 1980 with Jack Thompson as Larry Holden, the coach, and Jeff Haywood, played by John Wood, who of course went on to be Sergeant in Blue Heelers. Graham Kennedy played Ted Parker, and he's the major sponsor with his pie empire. And Frank Wilson, Jock, the former coach that tried to undermine everyone.
Yep, it's a great. It still stands up. It's a little bit dated, I suppose, but you could easily modernise it. But I guess it wouldn't quite be the same because the game's become far more professional and they actually do a bit more training than they used to in those days as well, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting. In the mid-90s, I went to a game at Adelaide Oval to watch Central District and South Adelaide, and that night I went to the Festival Theatre and I saw the play of the club, and it was just an amazing theatre production. I mean, seeing the film is one thing, and seeing it on stage, it was quite a dramatic retelling of the story, and gave me an appreciation of the work of David Williamson.
Yes, I very much agree with your sentiments there. I don't think I can recall any stage show that I've ever seen that has transferred to movie and been as good as. Sure, there's been lots of good versions of them, but not on the area we're talking about as far as sport goes, but I think Les Mis is a perfect example of that, where the stage production just, you know, swallowed up the movie, dare I say it, but wasn't in the same league, really.
No, and with the club, and you're talking about sort of changes and reinventing things. Well, I saw a play, the club as a play at the Bakehouse Theatre, and the position that was played by Frank Wilson was a woman played the role, and it was amazing to see a woman playing this role in a man's domain.
Yep, it is very good that that happened, and of course it happens quite a bit now. We've got lots of females on boards and so forth of football clubs, so they were a bit ahead of their time, weren't they?
Yes, and the play lost absolutely nothing for it. It was just as intriguing as the one at the Festival Theatre.
Yep, absolutely. I'm so pleased that that's occurred.
And of course, with the, you know, Jack Thompson and John Howard, especially sort of the way they went on with their careers, et cetera, et cetera. It's the club sort of brings a lot of Australian talent together, and it's probably also beside the game of football what makes it so memorable for us.
Well, true, and I think you forgot. I think Graham Kennedy had a pretty successful career as well.
Oh yes, he did, but he's passed on now. So, but he's more of a comedian.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. Very clever one. If they're hurting, they're Merton. It's still the best ad I've ever heard, I think. The Raoul Merton shoes. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes. And Blankety Blanks and all those types of shows that he was very famous for. Interestingly, you were talking about a show, The Outside Edge, which was a cricket play. Tell us the story that you passed on to me recently.
Well, Outside Edge was a play written by a guy called Richard Harris, and there's a couple of coincidences here because my actual full name is Richard Harris Drewer, which has got not a lot to do with it, except that I saw the BBC production of it on television one night, and to cut a long story short, I was speaking to the arts director at Westminster School where I was teaching about the play and suggested that he ought to put it on instead of always doing his Shakespeare and so forth. And we were actually in New Zealand and we were talking about it in Auckland, and he said, well, why don't you do it? And I said, I've got no idea how to direct a play, let alone, you know, anything else. And anyway, we were halfway from Auckland to Wellington at a little place called Dannevirke where we'd stopped for lunch. And lo and behold, as we're walking down the street, as we passed the local chemist shop, and I might say that was one of about only five stores in the entire town, there was, believe it or not, a sun-bleached poster advertising Outside Edge by the Danevirke players. And I looked at Robert and I said, well, if they can do it, so can I. And so I finished up directing out this play Outside Edge, which is actually based around a afternoon's cricket at a local English ground, which turns into just the funniest play of all time. And it's one of those sporting plays which everybody, whether you're a cricket fan or not, could be associate with and understand. And of course, it's got the beautiful British humour in it as well.
Well, thank you very much for that, Rick. That was a great little story. Hearing it again, it's sort of like music to my ears, because I'm a little bit of a fan of plays, and I love my sport, so it sort of fits in well.
Well, the interesting thing was, which I didn't quite realise, particularly when I was producing it and we were acting it, was that it obviously tickled the English, because they turned the concept into a television series which ran for quite some time. So it really was very funny, and I recommend it to anyone who likes their cricket.
I think for a show sort of in the future, we should look at a few of the good books that have come out on sports. There's plenty of good material there. Anyway, this is the end of another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.